You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I'm now joined by Ben Burrell and Adam Wilburn, who are talking a bit about making the perfect link for radio.
As if we'd be so bold to say that. Sort of.
It's fair to say there was a really warm reception here. Somebody even handed you a demo. Somebody handed you a demo to look at.
Yeah, with a drumstick lolly.
I mean, what more do you want? A demo and a drumstick.
And a bribe. The best.
The dream.
One of the things you did put on your talk when you were writing about it was how to deliver the perfect link in 20 seconds. So, in 20 seconds, what is the most important thing for making a good link?
Be memorable.
Know who you're talking to is the really key thing. I think you can make the best link that you possibly could imagine, but if you're targeting it at the wrong audience and the wrong people are listening, it will completely fly over their heads. So be memorable, know who you're talking to, and get it over and done with quickly so you don't stumble like this.
One of the big things that you touched upon a lot was using everyday observations to build interesting links for story arcs over numerous shows. With that in mind, do you think there's a particular type of person who thrives with coming up with good links then, somebody who does take notes on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think you were saying earlier, I know we both did this, Adam puts notes on his phone, so anything that he's seen, anything that he's encountered, something someone said to him, usually on a night out or something like that, he puts it in a note on his phone. I email myself, so I literally sit down on a Monday and I search in my emails idea, because all my subject headings for ideas are obviously idea. And we played a clip earlier of me, so we went to see a musical and I did a little bit of content around that by getting callers on. And that just started from me sat literally in the auditorium watching the musical, emailing myself, musicals, why do they sing about everything they do? And it sort of went from there.
But I think if you're not naturally inclined to do that, I don't rule yourself out. I think you can very easily. I sort of had to train myself. You get to that stage after a few weeks of being on air to be being there saying, what do I talk about? Whereas once you've learned to just make a note of everything that happens in your life, as dull as it can be. Just the other day, I heard one of our breakfast shows do an entire link that made me genuinely laugh out loud about self-service checkouts and carrier bag chargers. One of the dullest conversation topics possibly ever. But if you can bring that to life, bring your personality to that and relate it to your audience, then you can really talk about pretty much anything. And I think you just have to learn to train yourself to be like that and to really bring that content to life. And it's just, as we proved with our shambolic presentation of a link about trains on our way here, it's just trial and error, mostly error, but you'll get there in the end, hopefully.
An important part, which you mentioned a lot about bringing your links to life, was finding new ways to tell the story, not just telling them on air.
Yeah, certainly. I think the easy route that a lot of students will do is that something funny will happen to them and they will tell it on air. And as much as that is very entertaining, it's not necessarily going to make you stand out, A, on student radio, B, when it comes to student radio award entries, and C, certainly, first and foremost, when it comes to putting together demos to get you a job in radio. I think if you can take that concept, take that idea of something funny happening or a story that you want to tell, and as we showed, take it in a different direction and really utilize it to, as you say, maybe make a story arc or maybe bring it to a wider audience in terms of video form, then that is how you make yourself stand out the most.
Yeah, I think we mentioned in the talk just about adding color to everything. So even if it's, as Adam says, the most boring thing ever, it's just putting a little bit of color on it. Even if you're doing a chart show, you know, talking about where songs have charted that particular week, even if you look up where that song's charted in, you know, the Philippines or something ridiculous like that, just adding a little bit of nice color to a link is really helpful, I think, in terms of improving you as a presenter in the show and the content.
And it can even be boiled down to something as simple as selling a song. I think people will get caught up sometimes saying the exact same thing every time they play a song. Oh, they're going to be at the Students' Union in 3 weeks' time, or they were great when I saw them on TV recently. As Ben said, if you can do something a bit left field that people may not think of, for example, we've got the Alan Walker song currently playing on Free Radio. He's Norwegian. Not a great deal you can say about that. So I just started talking about how he is quite possibly the best thing to come from Norway since, and then naming Norwegian inventions, such as the cheese slicer.
Oh, really?
The alternative to the cheese knife, yes. So as you say...
factual, thanks. For
yes, that. There you go. You're learning stuff as well. As you see, you know, you can just try and do something different and alternative, and that really will hopefully make you stand out and make you, as we have gone back to time and time again in this last hour, make your content more memorable.
Thank you very much, Ben and Adam.
Thanks a lot.